yourself at night for 1 hour is enough. For titful, and right away that night you'll go to the mikvah also. Kamashmullah, no, that's the chiddush of our mission, not like that. But the Shemeres Yoim, this Isha that saw Dam in the morning, 9 o'clock, she can't go to the mikvah that day. She could in nighttime also, she can't go. She would have cast away till the beginning of the next day, and then she can go to the mikvah that day. Why? Because Kivan the boy Isvira, since we say a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim means Midiraisa, she has to watch herself the next day. If you see Dam during these 11 days, the next day you have to watch yourself, like make sure you don't see again. So you have to have a svira, you have to count that one day. So the klal is, svira b'yamamihi. What's called counting? In daytime it's called counting. At night it's not called counting. Rashi says, kivon d'hai echod li echod, mishum svirihi. The disinion of a shemeris yon keneged yon. That the Torah says if she sees dam today, she has to wait till tomorrow, watch yourself. It's like a svira counting. Midugma svira zayin kol svira yamami. They say the sofra la shivas yamin. And usually the klal of waiting means you have to wait 7 days. The other pasuk says shivas yamin. Smela shemeres yam connected yam also. She can't go to the mikvah, that's the chiddush. She can't go that night, but rather she first has to go in the next day. She has to watch a little bit the next day and then go to the mikvah. The kula, another Mishnah says, the kula and she'osu mishalom ra'shachar is kosher, but the yevet, any one of these mitzvahs, if you do it after the morning star came up, even though it's way before sunrise, still midiraisa, it's called day already, and you yotze the megillah by day, you yotze mitzvahs milah, tefillah, azul, all these things help with the yevet. But the Gemara minan, how do we know this? That like midiraisa, it's considered daytime already, after the yom ra'shachar. Amar Rava, the Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Vayikro Elokim Lior Yoim. Hashem called to the light day. So we dashen lemeir uva kor yoim. You know what's called yoim? As soon as it starts to get a little bit light, as soon as the light starts to, the rays of light starts to come, that's called day. So you don't have to wait until the sun rises. Sun rises, mamash light all over. But rather, as soon as the first rays of the light, which is the morning star, first comes up, that's called already daytime. That's the pasuk v'ikra lakim la'or, means as soon as the aura starts to come, that's called day already. For the Gemara, that's true. Ema miyate is so. The pasuk says v'la'choshech koralayla, that Hashem called darkness nighttime. So if so, when should nighttime start? The who we should dashin v'la'machshech uvah koralayla, that as soon as it starts to get a little bit dark, and as mamash after sun set, after shkia, it starts to get a little bit dark, that's when it should be called Laila. And the klalas, we know not like that. Hakaimalon, we hold, the Yatseisa Kechovim Lav Lailahu. Up until the stars come out, until like it's mamish Seisa Kechovim, it's not called Laila. Ben Ashmashis, that's what we hold after the shkia, where Machmir, the pshat is, we don't know exactly when the Kechovim are coming out. That there are some big stars that are able to be seen even when it's still light outside. So we don't know exactly when the stars come out, therefore we have the subject of Vena Shemoshes. But really, what's called Laila? First, when it says Kechovim. So you can't tell me, Ulachosha Koralaila means when it starts to get a little bit dark, that's called Laila. It's not true. For Laila, we know you have to have the Seisik Kechovim. So you see, you don't dash in the Posig, Ulachosha Koralaila. It's the same thing, don't dash in the Posig, for Yikwa Lakim Lior Yoim. That can't be, that's not the Pshat from the beginning of the lights, the rays, starts the day. See, if so, back to the Kasha, how do we know exactly Midiraisa when day starts? How do we know it starts from Omer HaShachar? And the Gemara, Omer Reb Zeira, Meyocha, we have a Gilu from a Pasuk in Novi, in the Chemia. The Pasuk says, V'yanachnu oisim bamlocha. Klai Yisrael was saying they were doing work. V'chetziyom machazikim remochim. And here for them, holding on to the spears. Me'alois HaShachar, or from the beginning of Olas HaShachar, I mean from the morning star came up, Ad Seisik Chovim, up until night, Seisik Chovim, until the stars come out. Now, V'yomer, the Pasuk says, for Ho Yolonu HaLaila LeMishmer, we kept the Laila for Mishmer. And the daytime we did work. So it says clearly that when did they work? They did their work by daytime. What's called daytime, it says here? Or it's the Melocha, it says, Me'olas HaShachar, Ad Seisik Chovim. You see, clearly here, daytime is called from Olas HaShachar, for when the morning star comes up, way before sunrise, up until Pesach Chovim, it's called Yom. For the Gemara, Mai V'Yomer, what do we have to have a second Pesach for? What's wrong with the first Pesach? It says clearly, V'Anachnu Oysim Bamlocha V'Chetzi Mechzikim Ramachoyim V'Ramachim Me'Alos HaShachar Tetzach Chovim. It says clearly, Olos HaShachar until Pesach Chovim. So what do we have to have the second Pesach for? It's more stuff like this. The Chit Taimer, maybe you tell me the first Pesach wouldn't be a real proof. I tell you maybe, Mishaolo Omad HaShachar Lav Yimama. Maybe really daytime does not start so early in the morning when the morning star comes up. Maybe as soon as it starts to get a little bit dark, as soon as the sun starts to go down, it's called Laila. Since so, why does the Pesach say Yom is from Omer HaShachar, and they started the work from Omer HaShachar up until Pesach Chovim? The Torah says, V'yinu Mekad Mir Machashchi. Maybe they got up earlier. Maybe they started to work before day. And maybe they worked even later than day. So from the first Pesach alone, it just says they worked from Omer HaShachar until Pesach Chovim, doesn't tell you clearly when exactly the day really starts and when the day really ends. Maybe they worked longer than they're supposed to. They worked longer than the daytime. So from this Pesach alone, we wouldn't know. Toshima, that's what we have to bring down the second Pesach. The second Pesach says, for Hoyu Lodu Alayla Mishmar V'Hayoy Melacha. It says no, that at nighttime they watched, and at daytime they did melacha. So when did they work? Only by day. And the pasuk says, when did they work? They worked from Olos HaShachar until Pesach Chovim. So you see clearly, Midiraisa, that's called Yom. Midiraisa, Yom is called from Omer HaShachar, sunrise, from morning star, up until Pesach Chovim. And then the kasha you'll ask is, I, what's the Ben HaShemoshes? That's what we said, my face is here also. I, what's the Klala Ben HaShemoshes? But the Torah says we don't know exactly when Pesach Chovim is. We have a suffix, maybe the stars come out earlier. So therefore we have a suffix, we keep Ben HaShemoshes min HaSuffix.
So when can you start before Amar HaShachar, right?
Right.
But you can lay the whole day, right?
Yeah.
So can you
ever do it? If you have no brayer, then you should do it. Better nothing. Don't make a bracha though. Then. Yeah, bracha no, because suffer bracha's locker could be slightly ready. Bracha you wouldn't make. But if you didn't hear, so you got no choice. You got to hear. You better off learning it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a bracha. Yeah. So the Mishnah, Kol Hayoyim Kosher LeKriyas HaMegillah. The whole daytime is kosher for Kriyas Megillah. So Rashi says, what's the Chiddush? The Yafagav, the Kaimalon, Zrizim, Matimu, Lemitzvahs. The thing is to do it very fast, do it early in the morning as possible. The Yachseh, Vayashkim, Avim, Aboykem. After the walk of kosher, Kalayim. That's only a mitzvah's reasons to do it as soon as possible. But for the Yavid, at any time of the day, he hears the Megillah, it's kosher. Who are then the Kriyas Tahalal? Whenever there's a mitzvah to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah, on Purim, not on Purim, on Chanukah, is halal. Ulet kiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah, any time of the day up until Pesach Chovim, you can hear the shofar. Ulet tilas lulav on Sukkot is the same thing. The mitzvah is kol hayom. Ulet tfilas amasofim, when there's a mitzvah to daven musaf, you can daven it the whole day up until again Pesach Chovim or achila before shkia, you should daven musaf. Ulo musafim, who are then when you bring the korban musaf, the same thing. The korban musaf is kosher all day. Ulo vidui haporim, when they bring the porim, they say vidui. Rashi says it means par helam dover shal sibur. If those sibur did a chet, that they have to did a b'sher b'shoigig, on haroes chochim, so they have to bring a special par, so they say vidui on the par. The same thing, that par, that korban chattas is brought to any time of the day. O par koi mashiach, shemizvadin olov, chet sheviu olov. They say vidui, so that can be brought any time of the day. Vaitul vidui meiser. When somebody brings meiser and you say vidui by the meiser also, he can say it any time of the day. Ulevidui yom kippurim, on yom kippurim you have the special halachas, they say vidui by the kabbonis, the kohen gadol, he can say it any time of the day. Lesmicha, leshchita, who are then any korbin you bring, a shchita, is kosher kol hayom. And meluad in the smicha also. Smicha is supposed to be done right before the shchita. So just like shchita is kosher the whole day, who are in the smicha on the korban is also kosher the whole day. Letznufa, when you have to make a tznufa, pick up the korban oimer, there's a mitzvah tznufa to pick it up, is kosher the whole day. La gosha, to bring it close to the mizbeach, it's also a mitzvah the whole day. Le kmitza, when they bring the mincha and take the kmitza, uli aktara, to burn it, Lemlika, when you have an oif, like instead of a carbon, a kavah shchita, you make a melika by an oif. Ula kabola, anytime you want to make a kabola sadam, after you made the shchita, you want to be mekabel the dam of any carbon, the lacher is the whole day it's kosher. Uli hazia, who are din to make hazor, Rashi says, lezrika sadam, vi hazia sporum and asrofim, vichata saprimis, she is rika shalim. So anytime there's a zrika of a dam of a kodshim, the same thing with hazia, when you're making the dam with hazia, it's also the mitzvah is any time of the day. When you have any of a seita, we give it a drink from the Mayim Amorim. Also, any time of the day, you could do it. When we bring an egg larufa, somebody was found killed outside the city, you don't know who did it, so the skane of the ear have to bring an egg larufa. It could be brought any time of the day. When you have a metzora, when you want to make him tor, he has to bring his karbonis. Could be done any time of the day. Now, Kol halayla, the whole night time is kosher l'ktzira sayma. The mitzvah to cut the oimer down the day before or tezvav the nisan. So you bring the oimer on tezvav the nisan. So the night before is the mitzvah to cut it down. So the whole night is kosher. Kol halayla kosher l'ktzira sayma to cut down the tfuwa you're going to use for the oimer. Uliyach hekter chalom v'yavorim. What then if you brought a carbon by daytime that you already made the shchita and the zrika? Just you didn't burn the fat, you didn't burn the emum of the carbon. The lach means you could do it any time of the night time. Well, the haktir chalav ve'vorim is kosher kol alayla. This is the klal. Kol dover she mitzvosem bayoyim is kosher kol alayim. Any mitzvahs at daytime, you could do it any time of the day. Dover she mitzvosem balayla, kosher kol alayla. A mitzvah that alayla is kosher kol alayla. That's the klal. Layla is layla and yoyim is yoyim kosher. The word says minolet. How do we know these in yonim? The Yom HaKroah, the pasuk says, v'hayonim o'elo nizkorim v'nasim. That's the first part. Kol ha'yom is kosher kriyas ha'megillah. How do we know dafka b'yom? It says loshin, v'hayonim o'elo. So mashma daytime, it has to be read by daytime also. So daytime means any time of the day. The kriyas ha'havel, how do we know it has to be done dafka by day and not by laylo? The pasuk says, mi'mizrach shemesh ad mevoyah. Like from the beginning of the day, kol zman the sun is going, much more the whole daytime. We have Yosi Yoyma, Tosis Zeha Yoyim, also Hashem. Zeha Yoyim, the inyan of Mikra Migi of a Halil, is by day, not by night. Ulotivas Lulav, how do we know Lulav is only by Yoyim and not by Laila? Tichsiv, Ulakachtan Lachem, by Yoyim Arishon. By Yoyim, by daytime, not by nighttime. Ulotkiya Shoifer, Tichsiv, Yoyim Teruwa Yiyo Lachem. The mitzvah Dafka by day, you have to hear Shoifer in daytime, not at nighttime. Ulu Musafim, the Davin Musaf or the Korban Musaf, Ulu Musafim, the Yechseh, the Pasuk says, Tvar Yoim B'Yoimim. Like every day, bring its Korban. So, Mela, the Korban Musaf has to be brought at daytime. Ulu Tfilah Sal Musafim, the Mishnah says, Uadin, the Tfilah is also by daytime. The Svar is, Kul Musafim Shavu Rabbanin. That the Widavin Musaf, that's in place to bring in the Korban Musaf. So, just like the Korban Musaf is Dafka B'Yoim, Uadin Tfilah Musaf also is Dafka B'Yoim, and not Balayla. Ulevidi Purim, when they bring the par helam dover, they bring the chatis. How do you know the vidu dafka b'yoyim? The yalef kapora kaporim yom kippurim. We learn out kapora to say vidui by this Purim from the din of yom kippurim. The tiny would look like this, kav yom kippurim. The pasuk says v'chipa ba'ato yavad beisai. So the kohen gadol has to be mechaper for himself and his own house. So we dashin be kaporas dvorim akosim adavrim. The pasuk is talking about that the kohen gadol says vidui when he brings his korban. He has to speak out and say the vidui. Now, the kapora be a mamahu. How do we know kapora has to be a daytime? You see, the pasuk says, "Bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem." So much more forgiveness is bayoyim. So now the vidu on Yom Kippur is also bayoyim. So we learn out the vidu by the Purim and the Seraphim also from Yom Kippur. So I told the vidu meister. The pasuk says, "V'yamarti l'fnei Hashem ulekecho." Piarte Yakredish Minabayas. That's talking about Vidu Meiser. And right away the post says the Samachlay, Hayoim Azer, Hashem Lekecha Mitzaveko. So Mel Smash with Asku Bayoim. So when you say Vidu Meiser, when you take out the Meiser in the third year, and you say this capital of Vyamatla, Lefne Hashem Lekecha, Piarte, Kredish Minabayas, that's only the daytime and not at nighttime. Lesmicha l'shchita. Whenever you do the shchita and the smicha, should have to be the yom and not balayla. Because here the pasuk says the samach v'shachat. So the smicha, you put your hands on top of the animal, always has to be done the same time the shchita is, right before the shchita. Well, k'sivba b'shchita, the pasuk says about the shchita, v'yom zevchachem, says v'yom zevchachem. The day you bring the zvicha, the shchita. So mashma the shchita is dafka b'yom and not at night time. Vital tzunufa, how do we know when you have to pick it up? It's b'yom. V'yachsiv b'yom henafchem esaymer. When they brought the korban omer on the second day of Pesach, they brought this mincha, the korban omer, there's a mitzvah tzunufa to pick it up. So it says in the pasuk, by yom hanivchem esaymer, by daytime you have to pick up the omer. So we know melo means at daytime, not at nighttime. Ula gosha, how do we know when you take this omer, you have to bring it close towards the mizbeach, you have to make that gosha also by yom? The iskish ka tzunufa, because it's next to the hekish, to the mitzvah tzunufa picking it up. Yes, here the pasuk says, v'lokach ha-koyin miyad ishes minchas ha-knois. It says the koyin takes the minchas ha-knois, v'heinif, he picks it up, v'hikrif, and then he brings it close, he makes tagosha. So we learn how tagosha, bringing something close to the mizbeach, from the mitzvah of tenufa, picking it up. Just like tenufa is dafke b'yoyim, who adin tagosha is also dafke b'yoyim. Rashi says, v'akrov v'hi agosha. Here the pasuk is akrova, bringing it close, that's the mitzvah agosha. But ula malika, who are them when you bring a korban oif, the bird, you have to make a malika zafke b'yoyim. Ula kmitza, to make the kmitza by a mincha. Ula haktora, and to make the haktora. The haktora here means the burning of the mincha, it means here. When you trash the kmitza haktora, the haktora's kmitz koma. When you're burning the kmitza, the handful of the flour, she b'mincha k'neged zrikas dam. That was by a mincha, when you make the kmitza with your hand, that's like the shchita. And then when you take and throw it on the mizbeach, burning it, that's like the zrikas adam. Bizvachim. V'yenik sher ela b'yoyim. And just like by a korban, you can only make the zrikas adam b'yoyim, who did the mincha rosu zafka b'yoyim. Avol hekta chalovim v'yavorim tzame matisik sherem kula layla. But by a regular korban, the burning of the fat, that haktara, that's kosher kula layla. Here that it says Akhtarah is only by Yoyim, it means the Akhtarah of the Mincha of burning the Kemitza.
Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. Zweite. Yeah. So Torah lazod, yeah. So all these things, how do we know? How do we know the azor also? These rikas adam is after by yom and not by night. You see, the pasuk says by yom tzavosayas bnei Yisrael. Says by yom. This is talking about karbonus. Rashi says by yom tzavosayim lahakrives karbonayim. Hashem commanded us to bring the karbonus by yom at daytime. V'chol ani akroves hakorbaninu. All these avoiders here are avoiders that get the karbonus. Dilu haktoras koimitz hakrovi. The burning of the koimitz is called hakrova. O kemitze iskesh li haktora. The komas victor, malika soik, malikosov, yaziya, kachas. So all these things go into the avoiders of karbonus. That the pasuk says, by yoim tzavosoi, the avoiders of karbonus have to be done by yoim and not by night time. The only thing you can do at night time by a korban is the hektor, the burning of the chalov and the emurim. The burning of the fats and the meat, that can be done at night time. But the other avoiders have to be done after b'yayim and at palayla. By the end the Mishnah says, l'ashkiya soita, when you have a soita and the kohen gives it a drink from the mayim hamorim, how do we know dafke b'yayim and at palayla? Plus it says, asya teru teru. Learn out from the Xer Hashem, from a pasuk teru teru. Ksiv ocho, v'yosu lo ha-koyin es kol ha-teru azois. Says the kohen does to the soita all these halachas. Uksiv Hosam, another pasuk says, Al pi ha-Torah she-Yerucha, v'al ha-Mishpat. It says that also Torah and Mishpat, judgment,